What would be your general impression of that trip?
It's really good. It's got great potential. I think there's fantastic ski terrain. I think there are lots of good opportunities to mix and match between the different places. And I think it's also reassuringly reliable. So by that I mean, if you have storm days, there's plenty of good trees. There's plenty of easy angled slopes. You can ski steeper if you want, but you don't have to. There's really nice summits if you want, but you don't have to. If you just needed to get over a pass to the next valley, that would be fine.
It's also, if you have like clients who are not as strong, you can have short days, and you can have, I think, really long days if you want.
Yeah.
To combine several summits.
Yeah, so it's very versatile, isn't it?
Based on your experience, like, what would you compare this with?
Closest for me would probably be the Italian Piemonte. We have trees to a high level, and you have, but there it's maybe slightly a little bit bigger. So you have a little bit more vertical there. Yeah, kind of southern alpine skiing.
Tom?
Maybe, yeah, to the north of Greek, I would say it's very comparable. Quite high tree line, and you need to have some kind of transport to get into the good terrain. And as soon as you're there, it opens up like really wide, and you would love to stay there.
Yeah,
here it's possible with the hut infrastructure.
If there was a low point or something that you minded, like, what would that be?
Climate change. You know, I think that there's several places that we've been where you could see that the potential would be even better if you had good snow cover, and good snow cover to a lower level. Suddenly you'd get more vertical meters. And easy access and a greater choice.
Yeah, especially here in this place, if there is good snow down to 1,500 meters, you could spend another 2 days, I think, here without any driving. So
we'll give it. And
from your trip till now, what would be the high point, and what would you mention first to a client? Like, let's go to Kosovo because of this and this. Like, what would be your, let's say, selling point? Or like,
okay, just the richness of the experience. So everything about the whole day is great. You know, the fact that it's a really good first up. The skiing is a safe bet because of the trees, because of the terrain that we talked about. But then the experience after skiing is equally interesting and fantastic. You'll be eating great food, different, learning about a great place. It's just a rich experience.
Tom?
Yeah, it's kind of a same, of course, and it's kind of a little adventure within a 1.5 hour flight, I would say. Yeah, for me, clearly the terrain is really interesting, and with all the other stuff, like the 4WD ride to the base of the ski touring and the infrastructure here, it makes it special. Also, it's nice food here and
when we were first in contact, what were your expectations? So I start with you, Tom. And why did you trust me that I will be able to put up a tour?
Like my first expectations were that I knew all three countries already, and I had a great trip by then, and I was very curious about like this area in specific because it I didn't get close to the, I think the closest was Valbona, but all other areas were more or less far away from here. And then I had a look at the, like, Google Earth and stuff, mm-hmm. and I already knew about the peak of the Balkans trail, I have a guidebook at home from this, and I know pictures, and I thought that's a very nice area. I'm really interested, and I'm always interested in exploring new things. So that was
fantastic. Did you have a trust issue or?
No, not really.
Okay. Martin, expectations?
Yeah, well, I've wanted to come to the Balkans for a while. And so it's a great way to come to three countries in one trip. So there's a certain amount of serendipity in your timing that I was looking just as you popped up. And then to come somewhere like this where I hoped to get a feel for three different countries in one and see if there were cultural differences or how that might work. And because I think in terms of selling the trip, that also is another point of interest to people across borders. So yeah, it's a perfect way to have a first.
But did you have any expectations of what you will find here, or you just say?
I hoped for, and I kind of expected the sort of terrain that we found, so that, you know, and it's every bit as good as I expected. I was almost expecting more dense forest, but I just knew from reputation and from looking that there's a lot of mountains, a lot of skiable terrain, and a lot of forest. So
outside the mountain, the infrastructure, the city itself, the airport, these kind of things, did anything came out differently, or you just did not?
No, this is pretty much as I expected. But the infrastructure on the way in was very good, very modern, very clean, and very efficient. So that's a good thing. So the journey to Paya is very easy, very modern, very simple for people, and that would be really reassuring for my clients. And then from Paya into the mountains was, again, as I expected. And I expected that it would not be easy to organise myself, and that you will need proper four-wheel drive vehicles and local knowledge and local fixers on the ground.
This was more because of lack of snow. Because if we had more snow, then we would be able to do with a van.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Last year, when we went up the asphalt, the snow would be too there, so we would be touring from there, and then we wouldn't go there. Tom, on your side, like, you've been to the country before, and this was several years ago. So any changes, anything that you would?
Yeah, especially like the hotel at the beginning surprised me in a very positive way, because like the hotel infrastructure we had on our last trip was quite different to that.
Anybody else want to add something here?
I tell you what I was worried about before. I was like, I don't know what the rescue is like, what if an avalanche happens. I mean, I've found out. I trusted you, but I don't know anything about, you know, who do you call, who's going to come and rescue you, you're in the middle of nowhere, is there any phone signal, all that kind of...
That you still don't know.
Yeah, no. I'm reassured, don't worry.
Suzanne?
It was a really nice experience, and I'm thankful that I joined this group, and I like traveling around, and I think I will come back again, because it's a nice area also for summer, and for people like me who are not so good trained, it's the good terrain, it's not too steep, and it's... You can make it short and make longer trips, and that's what I prefer, because then it depends on my daily motivation.
Do you alpine ski or you just do ski touring?
I know alpine skiing, but I do it very seldom. So perhaps a day of cat skiing, if the snow would be fine,
yeah.
I would do it because that would be a nice experience for me.
Mm.
But I would not do 1 week of cat skiing, I think. I like being... There were no so when not so many people are walking around, so
yep.
I prefer being alone.
Simon?
Yeah, when I said yes to this trip, it was definitely because of the like adventure feeling I expected from it, and I know the Balkan region before, and I've always liked the experience because it's quite close to Central Europe, but still it feels like a different world in some places. Also this density of rich culture and background, and also problems and wars that's still here, that is kind of really enriching for my life, because then I always realize how blessed I am to grow up and see that people have to struggle much more to create their businesses and have a good life. So that was one of my main reasons, because I thought, I live in Innsbruck, so there's a lot of great ski touring around, so I did not expect to find better skiing here than I find back home in my backyard. But I'm surprised that the terrain is really, really cool, and that you have lots of open spaces with like just a few trees, but not too much, so you have many options, actually really cool ski touring. And of course, as everyone said, in a normal winter, we would have many more options, and then it would actually be like as good ski touring as back home. So I'm surprised by that. So we are unlucky this winter, I think, because the February was just too warm everywhere, but still positively surprised by the quality of the area for ski touring. And I would add also, but it's not specifically to this trip, that it's really beautiful nature and landscapes, but still you see a lot of trash. So that would be something that could still improve in all the Balkan regions, that, there's a proper recycling system and the trash is not just thrown in into the nature.
Jerzyk?
And when I've been here first time during summer, I was really curious how ski touring looks here, because it was a great adventure for me. I met great people, beautiful mountains, and it's like the same during winter for me. I really like that area, especially for that free ride possibilities. And yeah, it's great, and I agree with many things that they said.
For Poles, how would the Polish people experience Balkans? Well, do they look at it?
I think the culture are quite similar to ours, and there are also some tours to Balkans for cat skiing and ski touring, and I heard always like good opinion about it. They really like it, and never heard bad words